I worked at my mom and dad's bar and met my husband there. There was a truck with three college-age students. Long hair, hippie, cowboy straw hat, cut-off jeans. And I told my friend Eloise, oh my gosh, he's good-looking. And he's from the East Coast, came out here not succeeding in college and heard there was good money to be made in the oil field. So he and some of his classmates came out and got jobs as what they used to call worms. They don't call them that now. So, you know, I met him at the bar and it's been John Brown since then. There was a big influx of guys that came out, some with families, some just individuals, to work in the oil field. Like I said, they could make really good money here. But instead of doing laundry, I remember stories about him telling me that we don't go to the laundry. We just wear our clothes out and then we go buy new ones because we can afford it. So it was a fast time. It was busy and a lot of people here. A lot of money was made. Boomtown Rawlins, when I worked at the bar and my dad was the bartender there, it was crazy. Just people would just be in the bars. Yeah, these guys in the oil field worked, you know, 6 days a week and had one day off, and they usually worked from, you know, 5 in the morning until 7, 8 o'clock at night, and they'd go to the bar and have a few and go home and go to sleep and go back to work the next day. So it was really a fun time, I think. I remember it as being very fun. Meet a lot of people. When it's a bust economy, you can't afford to do anything. When it's a boom economy, you're so darn busy that you don't have time to do anything. So it's hard to plan for a boom and bust economy.